Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher. I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
Hello, how are yous doing? It's me, Joe McGuckin, from the Stall It podcast, and I'm missing me friend Darren Conway today. I'm very sorry for anyone that loves him. How are you, Owen?
That sounded like an ad.
Did it? People are going to be like, what's he selling me now?
Yeah. Oh, what's gone wrong?
Is your friend missing?
Yeah. It's like a call out. Has anyone seen Darren Conway? I don't know where he is.
I haven't seen him in a week. Sorry. We know where he is. He's just not here.
He's not here with us. But in his place, we have a very special guest to help answer your questions. And that is Calvin O'Brien from Stall It Bollocks. From the Talking Bollocks podcast. He needs no introduction. It's Calvin from the Talking Bollocks podcast. Isn't that right?
Yeah, I'll just...
He was lying around. He was lying around.
He may have been in the studio directly before we were due to record.
We locked the door and wouldn't let him out. Said, yeah. You're staying here and you're answering questions from the listeners.
So we had planned to have our space moon deep dive all wrapped up last week. And we've recorded, so the final episode is due to be the conspiracies. And we've recorded, I think we got down to like the very last, we got to the real sharp end of it, where the bit where me and you were about to kill each other over radiation belts and wires pulling up astronauts.
Yeah, you were saved by the bell.
It's all very suspicious that the conspiracy one.
I know. It's a bit of a conspiracy in itself.
Yes.
Just as Joe starts asking questions,
we cut off.
Yeah, Darren's.
Where's Darren's got to go. Yeah. Darren's got to go.
Just saying.
Just as it was getting interesting.
Mm. Oh, right. So we have that mostly recorded, but then for logistical reasons, we had to. Did we get kicked out of the studio? Whatever happened, we didn't get to finish it. We got the lads to record the bonus episode for today, and we will have more moon and conspiracies very shortly.
And now I'm going to go away and look up a counter argument to your counter argument.
Yeah. See, I don't want to show my hand too much. If I say too much, then you're going to go away and get all sorts of stuff. And yeah.
Facts. Oh, he's going to get some facts.
Research. It's called hard, solid research.
But the truth, though. Get to know it. We get into this bonus.
Yeah, I haven't actually heard this. I'm looking forward to hearing this.
Gets deep.
Good. You can imagine, me and Calvin.
It's a chunky one.
Hello, how are yous doing? You're very welcome to the bonus episode of the Stall It podcast. Today is a podcast like no other, because anytime I've been out, or anytime Darren's been out, the podcast kind of been missed, but if I've been out, I've been replaced. So Darren has never been replaced. This is the first time ever in Stall It history, I think, that Darren has been replaced, if I'm remembering correctly.
Is it? I think it could be. Yeah.
I think it might be, yeah. And no better man to join me than Calvin O'Brien of Talking Bollocks fame.
Big shoes to fill, literally. Like, that youngster's probably about an 11, is he?
He wears a size 11, but he's actually like a size 7.5.
Right. So he's like Krusty the Clown.
You can see it. Like, you can fit like two hands in the back of his heel.
Do you remember in The Simpsons when Krusty got set up robbing the Quickie Mart? And Bart had to defend him, and he says, someone stands on his foot.
Hey, Sergio Mel?
Yeah.
Oh, is that Sergio Bob's brother or something?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Forgot about Sergio Mel.
I'm nearly sure, isn't it? Who sets him up, boy? He's robbing the Quickie Mart, dressed as Krusty, and someone stands on his foot, and he goes, do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And Bart's defense is that Krusty has small feet, like all kind-hearted people. Love a good Simpsons reference. I had one there earlier. I remember I was saying, get that cat out of the way.
It was a cracker. Yeah, it was a cracker.
Your audience would love that, no? Good Simpsons reference.
I don't know. I know Darren hates them, but it was a good Simpsons reference. Owen's always on about the Simpsons.
Owen, listen to me. Mm. Owen Brennan, that's his mastermind topic. But he keeps on the down low.
He's not on this podcast.
Does he not?
No.
Maybe he has a rep on our podcast and he wants to.
There's not one episode that goes by without a Simpsons reference.
Yeah.
It's kind of annoying. And I can't believe there's so many at this stage.
But you know what's mad? Because there's only like 7 seasons worth of references when there's like 30-something seasons worth of Simpsons.
I know. But like, do the last 8 seasons even count?
And the rest? The last 25 seasons don't count. Really, is it? Is it that bad?
Do people still watch it even? Like,
no.
It's incredible.
I do see, like, you know, on Instagram, it'd be like, oh, like, Micheál Martin's going to be in an episode of The Simpsons. And you're like, right.
Yeah.
It's not that big of a deal anymore.
I'd believe it.
Yeah, but, like, it was a big deal back in the day when you had Michael Jackson on it.
Yeah.
That's actually Michael Jackson, do you know that?
Yeah, it's John Smith in the credits.
What was his name in it?
His name in the...
Ooh, we should do a Simpsons quiz.
Oh, shit. Oh, you wouldn't do well in that. If you had done a Simpsons quiz...
Was his name Herman?
Oh, I think it was. Like a fat, bald...
Yeah. This is my real voice.
I've seen it.
People didn't want me to... what was it? People didn't look at the big man until I start sounding like the little man or something like that, he says.
Ooh.
I think it lost its way when Ricky Gervais was a guest. That was a bit weird.
Didn't it lose its way when Conor O'Brien stopped writing?
Yeah.
What are you saying?
Herman or something with a H. Marvin? No.
Joe?
I don't know. I've not.
Leon Kompowski.
Bollocks.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know you're going the kind of like that American trucker vibe, but
yeah.
Leon Kompowski.
Great episode.
Great episode. Jesus, lads. In its day, untouchable.
Maybe a comeback, any? The Wacko Jacko fella.
Yeah. Have you seen the film?
No.
One watch him purposely boycotting it.
Yeah, I can't watch that. How is anyone watching that?
He's the biggest star that's ever existed. Nobody comes near him. Mm. Now, I'm talking even the Beatles. Like, I've seen the Beatles landing and the runway is fucking mobbed.
Yeah.
But he's bigger than the Beatles. I remember John Lennon that says, like, oh, we're bigger than Jesus. Mm. Like, he's bigger than that again. Like, he was a clear outlier. He was at a 10. The next closest to him, I think, was a 7. In terms of,
when you think about it, the hat trick was Prince, Madonna, Jackson, maybe Springsteen.
But no, like Springsteen.
Those three ruled the 80s music scene in America in particular.
But
Jackson was at the top of that tree.
Wasn't Prince and Michael Jackson having a beef?
Yeah, I don't think they got on there.
But like, I think them two. So I'd say Prince is a 7, Madonna's a 6. I don't think Madonna's as big as.
She was huge, man.
Oh, she's not that.
Yeah,
old. Madonna.
Huge.
She's not shutting down places the way Jackson was.
No, but like Jackson was, again, it's almost unfair to compare. Like Jackson was almost a religious.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like he's a 10. No one comes near him.
Almost like a cult. Yeah.
There's no 9. There's no 8. The next one down is 7. And that's Prince.
Yeah. Well, we asked some questions, lads. This is great.
This is the bonus episode and we have emails. Yeah?
We do.
And we have to answer them.
Hi, lads. Random fact of the day.
What do you think of Michael Jackson?
Michael Jackson.
What's your favourite Michael
Jackson?
Did he
do it? Oh. Tony Montana says, stall it at 1 hour, 11 minutes and 51 seconds into the movie Scarface. Did you know this?
What?
He says the word stall it.
Does he mean it in the term that we would use it? Like stall it?
You might have wanted it for a soundbite for the podcast. Have a good one. Evan from Finglas. Because you might know this, Calvin, but there's a bit of lore with Scarface. It's Darren's favourite.
Here's
film
what
of all time, and I have the clip.
You have the clip?
Mm.
Oh, go for it.
I've never watched Scarface.
You've never watched Scarface?
Start to finish.
Man.
I know the ending. I know the start of it. I know the chainsaw scene in the show and all that. I've never, I sat down and like, bang.
Do it this weekend. It's different.
Yeah. Same with The Godfather.
Ah, Calvin, you're in for it.
Jesus, man.
Here we go.
Maybe I made a mistake sending you down there. Maybe you and Sosa know something I don't know. Like what? Like what? You tell me, like what? You call me a liar? Let's just say, well, things will stay the way they are. You stole your deal. It's so sad. Stole it.
Stole it?
You stole it. Stole it.
Not stole it. You stole your deal.
Oh, that's what I thought you said. You stole your deal, as in like...
Hold on.
Is he saying stole or stole?
You stole your deal.
Oh, yeah.
It's so sad. Stole it.
Stole it.
So sad. Okay, stole it. I am the boss.
Yeah. No. That's stole. It's like the way
that scene,
close enough.
That scene is the turning point in the film.
Right.
And it's brilliant. It's such a good scene. The whole film, man. The whole film.
It's like when he says, he doesn't say man. He says Meng. Fuck you, Meng.
Fuck you, Meng.
His accent is terrible. Like, it's famously bad.
Oh, is it? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's like the equivalent of an Irish. It's like
Diddly diddly.
Yeah.
I refuse to believe that Sergeant Conway's legitimate favourite film.
I think it genuinely is.
Darren Conway, if you would have said to me, here's a list of films, the top 100 IMBD films, I'd imagine Scarface has to be in there. Mark off the ones you think Darren Conway has seen. It's not Scarface.
Darren Conway. Everyone has seen Scarface, man. Everyone has been a teenage boy and watched Scarface.
I used to have a Scarface poster.
I was going to say, yeah. I bet you did, yeah.
But I've never, as I said, in one sitting, continuously watched it from the start to the credits. I've watched it, you know what I mean, in bits. I know it all. Is that the scene they're in the room and the camera is in the clock? And then he kills your man. And then your man's like, Tony, what about Joe? He's like, hey, Joe, you want a job? That's yeah, it. Tony, yeah, I want a job. And then that's it. Yeah. Okay, then. Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah. So I know it, but I just haven't said
it's worth going back and watching, yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, we kind of got started.
Go on the journey with him, man.
Yeah, and now that I know the history as well, because when I watched it, it's like the influx of Cubans into Miami. I was like, what the fuck is going on here? Why is he in a refugee camp in Miami?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But then I was like, oh, now I know about the fucking Cuban Revolution and all that.
And it wasn't well received at the time. It's mad you think about it now.
The film wasn't.
No, it wasn't.
Wasn't it?
No, it wasn't. Mick and Kildare is back. Hey, lads, when someone says, I'll collect your first thing in the morning, what time would first thing be to you? Does it vary between o'clock. Summer and winter? Nine's late.
We had this on our podcast.
Oh, go on. What was the...
Seven.
Seven o'clock?
Seven feels early.
7 o'clock is kind of like waking up time.
It's the first thing in the morning. Oof. Like, it's first... Like, the first thing. If you're doing stuff before it, then it's not the first thing.
But if he's about waking up at seven, like, he can't be at your house at seven, so you got to
give him a
leeway then.
He didn't. He said, I'll collect you first thing in the morning. So him getting up is irrelevant because he's already agreed to a certain time of when he's going to be collecting you.
I think the morning is different for cultures as well, like, because they get up at they feed animals and all before the sun rises and do things.
Did you do that on your farm this morning, Ed?
It did. You can probably smell it on me.
Another point that was thrown in, the time of the year is a factor because it gets bright at like 4:30 now.
But isn't 1 o'clock in the morning technically the morning?
Yeah, but to me the morning is when the dawn breaks.
I don't know. I'd be like any earlier than 9 and you're acting the bollocks there.
So school is already started by then?
8 to me.
8 is
if you say first thing, 8. 9 feels a little late for first thing.
Yep.
7 feels a little early.
I just feel like 9
I think
is
you have to qualify if you're coming
well, at here's
7,
the thing. 8 o'clock, you go out on the road. The roads are jammed at 8. So it's not the first thing because people are already up and about.
But if you're picking someone up, I'll pick you up first thing.
That's 7.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. That's too early. 7 is too early.
What time did you grow up at this morning?
About 7. About 7:30.
For a man with 2 kids, that's very late.
Is it?
Yeah.
The kids get up before me and stuff. They'd be downstairs doing their own thing.
Dude, are they like independent? Can they make their own breakfast and all?
Yeah.
Like,
make a mess.
Just cereal and shit. And they dressing themselves. And not obviously they're dressing themselves, but like, I have to wake Harper up. And then I have to be like, come on, get dressed. And like, there's your uniform or whatever. And
yeah.
I go down and make the breakfast. She comes down dressed then, ready to rock. There's your breakfast. And then off we go.
I'm there to just speed things up.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? They do all themselves. Where I'm just like, come on. Mush.
Grab some friends and an ice cold Mountain Dew today.
Mountain Dew!
Mom, can you tell me a story?
Sure. Once upon a time, a mom needed a new car.
Was she brave?
She was tired, mostly. But she went to Carvana.com and found a great car at a great price. No secret treasure map required.
Did she have to fight a dragon?
Nope. She bought it 100% online. From her bed, actually.
Was it scary?
Honey, it was as unscary as car buying could be.
Did the car have a sunroof?
It did, actually.
Okay, good story.
Car buying you'll want to tell stories about. Buy your car today on
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.
James from Georgia, is there any actor that has played in at least 5 films that you have seen every full-length film in their filmography?
That's a great question.
So have you seen every film they've ever made?
No, 5.
You said 5?
No, so that has played in at least 5 films that have to have been in at
least 5.
Oh, fuck.
Hard to know.
That is very hard because, do you know what? There's a lot of duds in everyone's career. Do you know who was an actor I've never seen start to finish in any film? Any film he's been in I haven't seen start to finish? Tom Cruise.
What?
Shut up.
The fuck?
You've never seen a Tom Cruise film start to finish?
Top Gun.
War of the Worlds.
I would show you film, never watched it start to finish. War of the Worlds is a terrible film.
Did you watch it though?
Yeah.
There you go.
The Coat of Fanning and all, yeah.
A Few Good Men.
Never seen it.
The Colour of Money.
Never seen it.
My God.
Tried to watch Rain Man. Never finished it. All the Mission Impossibles, keep it.
Tropic Thunder.
We can't claim that as a Tom Cruise film. It's not a Tom Cruise film.
It's a cameo, okay.
Yeah. And the thing about it is, until someone highlights that's Tom Cruise, you don't know it's Tom Cruise.
That's a good thing about an actor. If you don't realise that they're in it, that's a sign of a great actor.
Yeah.
That's gas. You've never seen a full Tom
Cruise. I can't stand the cunt.
Wow.
And do you know what I hate about him? When he smiles, his teeth are in the middle of his face. Do you ever notice that?
His face has gotten odd.
Do you know the way? So your face is symmetrical, yeah?
Says me, by the way, yeah.
Your nose runs down the centre of your face and then
his teeth are off,
the gap in your front teeth is symmetrical to your nose. His teeth are actually in that gap. Look at it, and I promise you can't unsee it. Right.
They're like not in that.
Oh, so yeah, two front teeth.
Front teeth, yeah.
So, yeah, that annoys me as well about him. And he's a Scientologist. But
moving on to Damien and Rush. Hey, fellas. And or Owen and or Ed. Okay. You almost got the full four there. Love the pod. I see there's a new younger and darker bearded Captain Birdseye. My missus is a fan, but again, moving on. My question would be, if you would accept the job as a beardy cod botherer for $100,000 a year, but you cannot do any work for anyone else, even yourself, and you'll be known on the streets forever as Captain Birdseye. $100,000, and I assume all the fish fingers you want. Not bad. Damien in Rush.
Damien, I think that Captain Birdseye is AI.
I haven't seen it.
I think he's AI.
The new one.
I've seen him and I'm pretty confident.
Your missus fancies an AI. But well, fairness, I've seen him. Yeah, he's a good looking lad. All right, fairness. But would you be Captain Birdseye?
For $100,000
a year.
And no work.
Nothing else. That's who you are.
That's how you know Joe's making over $100,000 a year.
It'd be a fun gig. Like,
I'm getting that from OF.
If I could do other gigs as well, I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't tie myself exclusively.
But that's what I'm saying. You're tied to that and people know you as that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Whereas, like, I've seen interviews with you, Joe, and it's like, oh, I know you're from this, and I know you're from that, and I know you're from this, and I'm like, I think that's a good thing.
You're not
pigeonholed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
$100,000, I'd do it for $100,000 a year, oh my God.
I'd say.
That's because you're severely underpaid, Ed, for the work you're doing around there.
That's fair.
And you'd make a good Birdseye as well.
I'm getting there, yeah.
Do you know what? I could see you. You look like a seafarer.
Captain Birdseye.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's not bad, is it?
That's all right.
Let's have a word.
If you started an OnlyFans, Calvin, how many people do you think would subscribe?
Here's one for you, right?
His Instagram is not far off an OnlyFans.
How many people how many people do you think you'd need to subscribe? That's where I'd be going.
Well, if you wanted to make $100,000,
I'd be happy. If you were doing a tenner a month.
Tenner a month?
Is that what it is?
Is that not what it is? I thought that's where people go. So say it's tenner a month, you got 1,000 people. I'd be happy with that.
Grand. Hold on, you do that and you wouldn't do Captain Birdseye.
It's $120,000 a year.
Call yourself.
It's $120,000 a year.
Yeah, but you're getting your fish fingers out.
As you said, Ed.
You're getting your card out.
Not short of that on Instagram as there is, you know what I mean?
So you're both no to Captain. I'm 100%.
I would do Captain Birdseye, just not exclusively.
Yeah.
Captain Birdseye.
Joe would bring his own like method acting to the role. See, I feel like Captain Birdseye has gone into like a vegan now.
Yeah. I don't think he'd be happy about being at sea for 6 months. I think he should be a little bit darker. Like, he should be a darker Captain Birdseye.
What's his motivation? Getting kids to buy fish fingers. Get on the fucking ship.
Who else is on this ship with him?
Like, what's his like marital status? Like, what's the trauma? Like, he doesn't see his wife and kids.
He's old. Why is he still on?
Why is he on this? Why did he get on the sea in the first place?
Yeah. How did he become a captain?
Away from.
Yeah. Will he ever become Lieutenant Birdseye? Or what's the other one? Admiral Birdseye.
Who's keeping him back?
Yeah, Admiral Birdseye. Him getting into the politics of Ireland.
Imagine doing that, a biopic of Captain Birdseye.
One more, it's actually movie related again. Hello, Darren and Joe, now Calvin. I loves me movies, but I have become dreadfully picky in recent years. I hear this, because they're just not as good anymore. But one thing that would put me right off is the blurb they use on posters to sell a film. Like for me, if I see inspiring or heartwarming, I am out.
Yeah.
Is there any descriptions that turn you off watching a film? Decking me.
Must see. Do you know what? Here's one for you. And it's putting the court back a bit. And maybe it's why I don't get invited anymore. But you know when you get invited to all the premieres, Joe? Like this film's out, blah, blah, blah. And I know you're going to say, oh, that's what they're supposed to do. But like all the people that go to a share, best film I've ever seen, funniest film I've ever seen, scariest film I've ever seen, best one of the series.
These are the people at the premiere?
Yes.
I tell you why.
Because they're supposed to. And you want to go to the next one?
Yeah.
We got invited to one before and we slated it the week after on the podcast. I'm in Mountain.
Yeah, that's why.
No way.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why I don't get invited to shit.
But I think that's an honest assessment. Every film you see can be the best. You know what I mean? But must see. Fuck off. Like, I don't even look at that. Do you know what I do, Ed? And I have a friend of mine who always criticises me because he thinks it's a flawed plan, but I think it's bulletproof. I won't watch a film if it's lower than 7 on IMDb. There's no good films out there lower than 7.
Hmm.
That's a good call. 6.5, you wouldn't.
You're me, the mummy, Lee Cronin.
Yeah.
6.2, turned her off last night. Clicked onto it. IMBD 6.2, clicked off it.
That's it.
Really? Won't even waste me time. 47% Rotten Tomatoes score. Won't even waste me time.
You didn't even watch it?
Won't waste me time.
Wow. Really?
Now, a high six, if I'm interested, if it's a film that I, like, for example, if I knew that was coming out, and I'm like, oh, I can't wait for that film to come out, I'm buzzing for it, and I click in at 6.8, I'll give her an allowance. There's no good films under 7. They don't even make, like, fucking decent Will Ferrell comedies anymore, and, like, Jonah Hill has fucking found himself, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
super bad. Super bad, but it's sensational, because, like, even though they're American, you're relatable so much. You're in like your late teens where you think you're independent, and all you're thinking about when you're in school is meeting up with your mates, getting drink, who's gaff can we try and get a party going in, and can I get me, like, can I get over the line with that board I'm in on the.
Yeah, were you going to say, can I get me whole?
Basically, yeah.
Yeah, but that's it.
Like, when you're 16, 17, 18, boys, that is the only concern in your life, and it's so relatable. And even the stick they're giving each other, like, oh yeah, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, but like your ma,
yeah.
And you're like, that's in America, but it's universal.
Or fat jokes. You can't. You won't hear a fat joke in a film now.
No.
Like, nobody's sitting, no writer is in Hollywood sitting down at the laptop saying, shut up, you fat bastard.
Yeah.
Or some shit like that. And I'm like, God.
Do you know when everyone was getting cancelled over stuff? Like, we've moved beyond cancel culture now. So when you were making them jokes in cancel culture, you were like, oh, fuck, this is edgy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, like, we're over that.
Yeah.
Like, making jokes about cancel culture. Like, but.
That's what. Like, cancel culture is not really a thing anymore. Like, to me, like, cancelling, it's like, we've moved past it, because if you make a point, people are willing to listen to it now. And if there's some logic and reason behind it, you will find people who relate to it. And I get that. But as I said, as long as you're not out there committing offences.
I think people have stopped committing the offences because of cancel culture, though. And I think we're in a stage where people are watching themselves and being very careful.
That's a good thing.
I mean, it's a good thing, yeah. But it's also a little bit, like, I don't want to say boring, because it's a good thing. It's a positive thing that people aren't doing bad stuff. But they're also filtering themselves to the point where they're boring.
Yeah, but what I mean is, like,
even if they wouldn't be doing, like, some people who wouldn't do bad stuff are going too safe
and
they're being boring.
What I was equally boring, as we alluded to, is the fellas then, because it's mostly men, that are going out there to be edgy.
Yeah.
Because, like, Gervais, all of these comedians wouldn't have had a resurgent or a career, I know he did all the early stuff, without him having the so-called woke code to go up against.
Yes.
And he has absolutely milked that to the tune of millions.
Yeah.
Even his ads for his fucking vodka, whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
You can't say it. I'll say it.
Yeah.
Oh, God, you're such a dreary bore of a man. Yeah.
But that's, like, what I'm saying. 7 years ago.
Equally as.
7 years ago, you're like, you can't say this. We've got to say it. You're like, fuck, someone's standing up. Fair play to him now. You're like, yes, you can.
I'll say it. Yeah, we know.
I watched the roast of Kevin Hart. Did you watch that?
Yeah.
Like 2.5 hours of pure filth. And I'm like, but it nearly feels intentional. Do you know what I mean?
Did you not see Shane Gillis go up and he said something? And he goes, well, they told me to be more racist. So, and then you're like, that kind of dilutes it then, because you're like, you're not making that joke. You're like, oh, I have an agenda. I'll hit that.
It's contrived, yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Whereas some of it, it's like, if you just go up there and just go, right. I said on our podcast, I'd love someone to, like, come up, start doing roasts in Ireland.
Yeah.
And we'll do the foursome with Terrence. And, like, we'll get, like, comedians in have been on the podcast, but we'll get, like, musicians in as well. Because, you know, you have to keep a dynamic.
Of course, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, obviously a comedian's going to be good at slagging. But, like, if you had, I said Ryan Hennessy from Pitch at this, have him coming in, everyone's going to be like, oh, this quiet fella. And then he's just lifting Terrence over. And then we do it for charity. You know what I mean?
Fucking deadly, yeah. I think there's a market for it.
I'd love it, boys. I think someone should get it up and running.
We'll do it. Let's make it happen.
I think so. And then we'll just do one every fucking
thing. Would he stay on the stage?
That's the thing. You know what I mean?
You'd have to bolt them down.
Yeah. But, like, if you, I don't know, do it every 3 months or something. And then, like, I'm sure there's people in the guy community who'd fucking love. You know what I mean?
It'd be like Buckaroo. It'd be money.
The roast of Jim Gavin.
How long is he going to stay in the chair?
Roast of Jim
Gavin. The roast of Jim Gavin. Imagine that. Fuck me, man.
Imagine the roast of Ryan Tuberty.
That's what I'm saying.
That'd be some crack. Like,
there's so much scope there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And Tubbs probably do it.
He would.
He probably would.
At the moment, he would.
He's not a right fella, boys. You'd be surprised.
That's it, boys. Great answers. Got it there.
More questions.
That's
it. All good.
It's loads.
This is a hearty owl hearty. Bonus.
Yeah.
Whipple
that.
Thanks
so much, Calvin.
Yeah, God bless anybody who has to edit this.
That's me, by the way.
God bless Ed.
Captain Birdseye.
What I always say, he puts the Ed in edit.
That's it.
Yes.
Yeah. Eddie.
And the eight in edit doesn't matter. Great, but great work, chaps. Thanks so much, Calvin, for jumping in.
Nice one, lads.
Nice one. If you have any more questions, send them at thestala@goloudnow.com and we'll endeavour to answer them. Slán.